name is Ernest. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
When the blood loss approaches 30% to 40% of the total volume, the body has a traumatic response. Without therapeutic measures, once blood volume has been lost for approximately 50%, your body will lose all capacity for pumping blood and maintaining oxygen supply. As volume loss increases, your body may be unable to maintain circulation and proper blood pressure. Losing large amounts of blood rapidly may result in severe drops in your blood pressure. Losing lots of blood fast can cause severe complications or death. The amount of blood that is normally lost is not large enough to cause complications. You can lose a fair amount of blood and still have no adverse effects or complications. The average adult can lose quite a lot of blood without experiencing any symptoms. In certain situations, though, losing blood can mean a life and death emergency, such as an accident or an illness. This may occur for individuals who require numerous transfusions of blood over time due to a continuing health condition. Different medical problems can require different types of blood transfusions. Your health care team can tell you why you need a transfusion, and what kind is best for you. Your risk might be different depending on your overall health, which type of blood transfusion is being given, and if you have had blood transfusions before, you should also seek emergency treatment if you are having a major accident, you have high blood pressure, or if you are experiencing bleeding. If you cannot stop bleeding, or there is lots of blood, you should get medical help. If you are able to taste the blood, you might be suffering from posterior bleeding. This is bleeding that comes out the back of your nose. You might have more bleeding if you are taking medicine to thin your blood, or you have a bleeding disorder like hemophilia. Some bleeding disorders such as von Willebrand's disease, a condition in which a major blood clotting factor is missing or impaired, can cause abnormal bleeding during periods. In some cases, the causes of heavy menstrual bleeding are not known, but there are many conditions that may cause menorrhagia. Although heavy menstrual bleeding is a common concern, most women do not have bleeding that is serious enough to qualify as menorrhagia. Women with menorrhagia typically have bleeds lasting longer than 7 days, and they lose twice as much blood. Problems related to pregnancy, like a miscarriage or an ectopic pregnancy, may cause abnormal bleeding. Taking diuretic medications after blood transfusions may prevent overdose from the transfusion. Transfusion overload can occur when an individual receives more blood than is needed. If the uterus does not contract tightly enough, those blood vessels can leak. This is a condition where the newly donated blood cells attack cells throughout the body. When you give blood, you lose red cells, and the body needs to make more of them to replace them. Giving blood uses up around 1 quart, at which point the body has amazing ability to replace all of the cells and fluids it has lost. Medications may be used to stimulate your body to produce more blood cells. Other medications may be used to help decrease bleeding during or after surgery or when there is a sudden loss of blood. In the planning leading up to the procedure, medications that increase bleeding risk are stopped or reduced prior to the procedure, while other medications are taken to increase the body's blood cell reserves. Devices like blood-saving machines may help to decrease the amount of blood lost in an operation by collecting the blood lost in surgery, processing it, and returning it to the patient. Treatment of blood loss effects depends on the amount of blood lost, the rate at which it is lost, and a person's medical conditions, medications, and religious beliefs. A person's risk of bleeding severely enough to need transfusions during surgery depends on many factors, including gender, medical conditions, and medications or herbs that may be taken. Suffering injury or having surgery may result in serious bleeding that requires a transfusion of red blood cells. Finding and treating the cause of bleeding rapidly often leads to full recovery. Injuries to the body may also result in internal bleeding, which may range from a small amount to large amounts. First aid in the case of serious external or internal bleeding is crucial in limiting blood loss until the arrival of medical assistance. This is extremely
important if you believe that internal bleeding is occurring. Internal bleeding can very quickly become life-threatening. Blood loss may cause the blood to pool beneath your skin, turning your skin black and blue. Apply a cool compress to the area ASAP to decrease swelling. You will need assistance immediately to prevent further blood loss and more serious effects. Getting help at the time you need it may prevent the consequences of your blood loss, and also may help you receive diagnosis or treatment of potential underlying medical conditions. Typical causes of blood loss: giving blood samples to be tested in the doctor's office, having your period, having a nosebleed, will usually cause no complications. Read on to find out how much blood is lost in situations such as these, and how much can be lost before nausea, fainting, or other complications arise. Replacing the lost blood and fluids is essential to treating postpartum hemorrhage. To stop bleeding in people with certain bleeding disorders, such as von Willebrand's disease and moderate hemophilia, by releasing the blood clotting proteins, or factors, stored in the blood vessel lining, which help blood to clot, and temporarily increasing these proteins levels in the blood. People who are Ab plus have all three molecules on their blood cells and can safely take blood from anyone. Other blood types may donate and only provide blood for the type they are matched with. People who have O blood can give to anyone, they are known as universal donors. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ernest and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.